9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Israel attacks Rafah as it questions Hamas's ceasefire terms. And Arizona voters are feeling down about the economy.
Arizona was a place that was hit very hard. Inflation went up so much across the whole country. Arizona outpaced the U.S. average by a significant margin. It topped at 13%. Now it's down to about 2%. But that still means prices went way up from where they were before the pandemic and in a lot of voters' eyes when Trump was in office.
Plus, the Federal Aviation Administration opens a new Boeing inquiry. It's Monday, May 6th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. Israel began hitting targets in the southern Gaza city of Rafah after Hamas said it had accepted a proposal to pause the fighting that Israel said fell short of what it could accept. Israel said it was sending a delegation to the mediators to try to reach a deal, even though the Hamas proposal was far from its requirements. For more on this developing story, head to our website, WSJ.com. In the U.S., Columbia University says it has canceled its main commencement ceremony on May 15th, but will still go ahead with smaller-scale graduations. The decision comes after police broke up pro-Palestinian demonstrations last week. Protests over the Israel-Hamas war have swept campuses nationwide, prompting university administrators to rethink commencement plans as they seek to protect students and guests from potentially ugly and violent political disputes. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered his country's military to test its readiness to use tactical nuclear weapons. The Russian Defense Ministry said exercises involving the country's Navy and Air Force, along with units that oversee parts of Ukraine occupied by Russia, are to begin at an undisclosed date. Wall Street Journal reporter Matthew Luxmore explains.
Tactical nuclear weapons are short-range weapons designed for use on the battlefield or to take out critical infrastructure such as power stations. There has been some discussion about the utility or indeed Russia's readiness to use those in Ukraine. And obviously that debate has arisen as a direct result of Putin's threats of a possible use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the drills are a response to some Western officials' suggestions that restrictions on Kyiv's use of Western weapons should be lifted, and that Ukraine's allies could significantly increase their involvement in the war if Russia threatens major Ukrainian cities. Peskov singled out French President Emmanuel Macron, who has said that the West should consider sending ground troops to Ukraine if Kyiv is close to defeat. A spokesperson for Macron declined to comment. We report exclusively that federal air safety regulators have opened a new investigation into Boeing after the plane maker recently disclosed that its employees may have skipped some inspections on 787 Dreamliners. The Federal Aviation Administration said Boeing notified the agency in April that it may not have completed required inspections related to the electrical safeguards around the plane's wings. The FAA said it was also investigating whether Boeing employees may have falsified aircraft records. It wasn't immediately clear whether any 787 Dreamliners currently flying passengers around the world would need to be pulled out of service for inspections. It's the latest quality issue at Boeing. Lawmakers and airline executives have blasted the company for its manufacturing failures after a segment on one of its planes blew out midair earlier this year. Coming up, Arizona's economy is booming by most measures, but residents still feel down about the economy. We'll explain why after the break.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize our proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Last month, we brought you a look at how election politics are playing out in the nation's largest swing state, Pennsylvania. Today, we're going to Arizona, where President Biden won in 2020 by just over 10,000 votes, the tightest vote margin win of any state. Arizona has thrived during Biden's presidency, with growth booming in its semiconductor industry. Unemployment's near historic lows. Inflation is finally cooling, and Arizona's become one of the top domestic migration destinations in the U.S. But many state residents aren't happy. In a Wall Street Journal survey of swing state voters in March, 60% of residents said Arizona was headed in the wrong direction. That assessment was more negative than in any of the seven battleground states that will decide the 2024 presidential race. So what's going on? We turn now to our national political reporter and Phoenix resident, Eliza Collins. Welcome, Eliza.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
All right. So, Eliza, you spoke to a lot of voters. We're going to get through some of the things that they're looking at in this election. Let's start with Arizona's semiconductor industry, which is booming. Despite that, Earl Riley, a production manager at a chip plant who identifies as an independent voter, says he and others are still struggling.
This is the dilemma I think that most people are in. They're very frustrated. They're like, most of my money is now going just to keep a roof over my head, and whatever little I have left over, it goes towards, food, things along those lines. Many people have said, I would love to be spending more time with my kids. I would love to see them grow up more. But I have two jobs now. I have three jobs now. I see my kids for maybe a few hours on the weekend, and then I'm back to work.
So how are voters generally feeling about their work and the economy?
Earl is a really perfect example of the type of problem Joe Biden has in Arizona right now. Earl is part of this coalition that has given Democrats wins here over the last 6 years. He was a Trump 16 voter, a Biden 20 voter, and he doesn't know what he's going to do in 2024. He's no fan of either person, but he feels like under Biden, life has gotten worse, he said. He's in this industry that has benefited from tens of billions of dollars, but he's not immediately feeling that. What he is feeling is higher prices at the grocery store. He had a hard time buying a house in the price point he wanted. He had to lower his budget because of high interest rates. So Earl's feeling the effects of inflation. He worries about immigration on the southern border. And so these things are weighing heavily on Earl as he goes into this election.
So Eliza, it sounds like, you know, by most measures, the economy is doing good, but that's really not translating to voters on the ground like Earl.
Arizona was a place that was hit very hard. Inflation went up so much across the whole country. Arizona outpaced the U.S. average by a significant margin. It topped at 13%. Now it's down to about 2%. But that still means prices went way up from where they were before the pandemic and in a lot of voters' eyes when Trump was in office. We had half of Arizona respondents said the state's economy has gotten worse over the last 2 years, and nearly three quarters of them indicated that it's more difficult for the average person to get ahead. So those are not good numbers if you're Biden and you're hoping that voters choose him again.
You mentioned immigration, and you spoke to several voters who raised this as an issue, including Michael Rusconi, a restaurant owner. He said it's among his top issues, and he's still not sure who he's going to vote for in November.
In Arizona, have an issue with so many people coming over the border and flooding the state. It's a very difficult situation because we've chosen, our leadership has chosen to allow everybody to come in, but there's no solution for what they can do when they get here because they can't legally work here. So I have people coming into my restaurant that want work and I can't legally hire them.
And you heard from voters, Eliza, that they're frustrated that the federal government hasn't solved the immigration crisis at the southern U.S. border after illegal crossings set records in recent years. How is this playing out across the state?
So I heard that from several voters. Michael is another undecided voter who basically feels the effects of inflation, that economy. He said it's just more expensive to run a restaurant. He's had to raise the prices of his dishes. He's had to raise wages for his employees, and he's having a hard time hiring enough people. So Michael would like to hire some of these immigrants that are coming across the border. Michael is an example of a lot of Arizona voters I talked to who didn't want hardline approaches on either end. They're looking for comprehensive reform. They want more border security, but they also want it to be easier to become a citizen or at least be here legally. And they feel very disappointed with the government. They wanted more control and for the people who were in the United States to be able to be basically tracked and here legally, in the case of Michael, someone he could hire in his restaurant.
So mostly we've been talking about the differences between Biden and Trump, but our poll found nearly one in five Arizona voters, like Todd Winant, support a third-party candidate. Todd's voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
all I see between people like Biden and Trump and Republicans and Democrats are divisiveness in the way they speak about each other, the way the President of the United States spoke to people in his State of the Union address, or the way Trump speaks to people on the stage.
Eliza, what impact could this block of voters have on the election?
The Kennedy voters are a really interesting group, and it's not quite clear, actually, who they would hurt more. It's very unlikely that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. becomes president. But what he does do is he pulls from voters from both sides, and Arizona is actually one of the battleground states where Kennedy does the best. Our polling showed Kennedy's supporters divided equally among Trump and Biden. Other polls in other states and nationally shows that they actually hurt Trump slightly more. But a state like Arizona, where Biden won by 10,000 votes, it is clear that Kennedy could make some sort of difference.
There are some other big issues at play that we haven't talked about yet, including abortion. Last month, Arizona revived a near total abortion ban, which the state's legislature has now repealed, though it could still be in place for several months. The issue is still very much in the spotlight.
Yes, abortion is a very major issue, and it's an important one, especially for Democrats here. So Arizona has been stuck in this chaotic, uncertain state around access to abortion. Democrats are leaning into that. They're hoping that that ballot measure, coupled with the uncertainty caused by Republicans, Trump, of course, nominated the justices that overturned the federal right to an abortion, will help them and their candidates basically fight these other things, the economy, immigration, where voters are favoring Republicans.
That's Wall Street Journal national political reporter Eliza Collins. Thank you so much, Eliza.
Thank you.
And before we go, Ozempic and other drugs like it have been revolutionary for weight loss. They're also sparking big changes in many industries, from food to medicine. So we want to know, what questions do you have about what these drugs could mean for how we eat, how we shop, and how we stay healthy? Send a voice memo to WNPOD at WSJ.com or leave a voicemail with your name and location at 212-416-4328. We might use it on the show. And that's what's news for this Monday afternoon. Today's show was produced by Anthony Bansi and Pierre Bien-Aimé, with supervising producer Michael Kosmides. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back with a new show tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.